Welcome to the next Singing Slain podcast. My name is Peter Jones. I'm the pastor of Christ Church of Morgantown in Morgantown, West Virginia. You can find our church at christchurchofmorgantown.org. We have in our culture, we have an aversion to authority. Now, we think about this with our those above us. Most of our culture, most of us are not happy with someone above us. We don't listen to our authorities. We don't like police, we don't like professors, we don't like pastors, we don't like fathers, we don't like people telling us what to do, employers. And this is all part of the egalitarian project to tear down any levels of hierarchy, any levels of authority. So any situation we go into, there's an assumption that we're all equals. And that means that we don't have to listen to anybody. Now that's true when we're below, but it's also true when we're people in authority. Those who are in authority, whether it's politicians or policemen or professors or pastors or fathers or mothers, those who are in authority, we have an aversion to exercising authority. We're embarrassed by it. We really approach authority like kind of like a hot potato. We don't want to touch it. No, I'm not the boss here. No, I'm not the one in charge. We're just trying to work this all out together. We're collaborating. We're functioning sort of a committee, those sort of things. Well, there's a lot of problems with that, outside of the fact that it just doesn't work. It's not the way God made the world. But in particular, I want to talk about that in relationship to parenting. Parents have authority. God has placed them on earth to tell their children what to do. Now, that is not all God has given them to do, obviously. So it's not like the only thing parents do is run around telling children what to do. But a central part of parenting, especially when you have little children, is telling them what to do. The Bible is clear, the parents have authority. And just a few passages here in Genesis 18, it's kind of an odd sort of place to find a verse on parenting. But Genesis 18, God is about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, and he tells, he's kind of having this sort of conversation with himself, and God says, I'm going to tell Abraham what I'm going to do because I called him so that he might command his children to do what I've called them to do, command his children. Abraham's job is not to suggest, not to give sort of general direction. Abraham's job is to tell his children, go this way, this is where we're going. And this, we see the same thing in Joshua 24. Joshua says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Why does he say that? Well, because he's going to command his house the way to go. He's not leaving up the chance. He's not hoping it works out. He's not going to kind of get together with a committee with everybody saying, this is the direction our house is going. Proverbs is clear on this point as well. One of the big fundamental assumptions in the book of Proverbs is that parents have the right to tell their children what to do, okay? The right to guide and direct their children. And then, of course, you get Ephesians, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Bring them up and tell them what to do. Command them. And this isn't just, of course, in the big things, like do not lie. Of course, you need to command your children with that, but you also need to command them, don't put your feet on the furniture, or eat all your food, or make your bed, okay? The parent is there to tell their children what to do, okay? Now, you might say, well, how do I do that? We're not going to talk about that in this podcast. That's another podcast. This podcast, I simply want us as parents to understand that we have the authority. Excuse me. We are put here, given by God, this intrinsic authority over our children. We are to tell them the direction to go. We are to tell them what to believe. Okay. We're to say, this is the way our family's going. This is the right thing to do. We're not to throw it out there and go, well, you know what, this is a sort of suggestion. Let's see what we can do here. Maybe, do you like this, kid? Young man, do you think this is a good idea? Now, when they get older, all right, in their teens, that's more of an approach. You can have more of like a man-to-man or a woman-to-woman approach, or a mother with an older son. You can have more of an approach like that. But when they're young, and by young, I mean junior high and younger, and really as they get older even as well, but not the same way. And we'll talk about the how later. The point is, when the children are younger, part of your job is to make them, force them to go a certain direction. Now, you do this through lots of different ways. You can do it through encouragement. You can do it through command. You can do it through spanking. You can do it through teaching. But it has to be understood, okay, by the parent that what you're telling them is not negotiable. And this is not because of the thing itself. Right? Now, sometimes it is. When you say worship God, that's because they need to worship God. And that is the most important thing. But when you say don't put your feet on the coffee table, right, The point ultimately is not don't put your feet on the coffee table. The point is they need to learn to submit to authority. And all around us, we see the terrible fruit of generations, a couple generations, that have not been taught to submit to authority. Okay? They do not believe they have to listen to anyone. Okay? And this begins in the home. So as parents, we have to say to ourselves, I am here as the authority in the life of my child. I am here to tell my child what to do, where to go, and what to believe, and what to think. And I must make them go that way. Okay. Now, that, again, I'm not encouraging being mean here. Okay, we'll talk about the how later. And this isn't just go around with a big stick and beat your kids until they do what's right. That's obviously not what I'm saying. I'm talking about an attitude here. An attitude that when you enter into a situation with your child, okay, the child knows that you have every intention and will do whatever it takes to make that child do what you think is best, what you want them to do. And it's not because you're a mean parent. It's because you're a godly parent, a parent who loves that child. The child has to learn to obey. They have to learn to listen. And our churches and our country is filled with children who never learn that fact. They go to the classroom and they assume they don't have to listen to the teacher. They go into their job and they assume it's kind of free flow, Dean, here. Well, yes, yeah, I can do what my boss says, or I cannot do what my boss says. I can show up on time or not show up on time. They go into churches and they can say, well, I can listen to my pastor or not listen to my pastor. You know, and on it goes. Policeman, you know, well, you know, the cop pulls me over. Well, who's he to say? I mean, that I was speeding. Now, obviously, all of those positions, pastors and employers and professors and fathers and policemen and politicians, all those positions of authority can be abused. Right? All of it can be abused. That's not the point. Right? The point is, mothers and fathers, you are the authority in the life of your child. You are the one that God has put there by His choice. He gave you those kids, and He gave those kids, you as a parent, mom and dad. He put you there to tell your child how to live and how to act and what to do, especially when they are young. And if you go into parenting with this attitude of this is kind of all up for grabs, boy, I really hope I can get them to obey. Really, I hope I can get them to do right. I really hope they'll do what I tell them to. And I do this. We all do this, okay? So I understand the temptation here. Parenting is hard work. Getting souls to go and people to go a certain direction is hard work. And I'm not encouraging a breaking of the will here. I'm going to talk about that with the how later. But what I'm encouraging is when you go in that situation and you say, son, mom, when you say to your son, son, I do not want your feet on that coffee table, you have got to understand, and the child has got to understand, that that is a non-negotiable request. Okay. That is a request that cannot be ignored, not because of the coffee table, but because of the child's soul. The child's got to learn to hear and to obey. If the child cannot hear and obey their parents, listen to their parents, not only will they not listen to their employers and their pastors and their professors and whoever else they come in contact with, most importantly, they will not listen to God. If they do not view the parent as an authority, they will not ultimately view God as an authority either. All right. So you parent, and this is the main point I want to get through this podcast, you have to have an attitude of authority, not authoritarianism, like I'm a boss shoving you around, but that I am the one in charge here. Not you, 5-year-old, not you, 3-year-old, not you, 2-year-old. I am the one in charge. And the child knows whether that's the attitude or not. Okay? And the child knows whether that's the attitude or not. So, mom, dealing with kids during the day, you've got to understand that the most important thing you can do is teach that child to hear you. Huh. There's an old Egyptian proverb that said the boy's ears are on their rear end. Okay. Well, why is that? Well, because the point of a spanking is to get your child to hear, because you're the one in charge. They need to hear you. Okay. Dads, you're the one in charge. This isn't a collaborative effort. All right. And this also means just one, we'll talk about the how, but I will give you one suggestion with the how here. How do you exercise authority? One thing is if you're going to go to the mat, in other words, if you're going to say this is something the child has to do, then make sure it's worth fighting over. Okay? And if it's not, then don't give the command. Okay? When you give a command, you have to follow through. You have to follow through because you're the one in charge, and that's what the child needs to know so they can submit and listen to your authority. All right, so Main point here is an attitude, not so much the how. We'll talk about the how, the encouragement, the discipline, the praying, the spanking, all those things later, okay? But for now, what I want us to understand in a culture that's really embarrassed by authority, not just the people under authority who hate it, but the people who have authority who refuse to exercise it, our society is embarrassed by authority. Parents, don't be embarrassed by your authority. You are there. You are put in the life of that child, sons and daughters. You are put in the life of your sons and daughters to help them, to command them, as Abraham did, what the right way is, and to tell them the direction to go. You have authority in your life of your child, in the life of your child. Believe that. Function that way. And you will find that your parent isn't perfect at that point, but it does kind of put the lines of authority there. And you're not always negotiating with your child as if this is some sort of, equal relationship, and you're just trying to work this out into some sort of in a committee meeting. No, you're the boss in a good way. You're the boss, and you're the one that has the authority. All right. Well, thanks for joining me. Again, my name is Peter Jones. This is Singing Slaying Podcast. You can find me at singingandslaying.com. And until next time, thanks a lot for listening.